There we go. Okay, so I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and participating in our project. I know I really appreciate it, as well as my professor, Dr. Kim Martin. And I want to introduce myself. So my name is Miriam. I'm going to be conducting an oral history interview as part of my history CTS course at the University of Guelph. I'm working under the director, Dr. Kim Martin of Guelph History Department. So what will be happening during this interview is that I'm going to be interviewing Mary. It'll be just around 30 to 40 minutes, maybe even shorter. I'll be asking questions about your past based on the site of the arboretum in which your memories take place. I would also like you to verbally confirm that you're consenting to have our chat recorded, if that's okay with you.
Yes, I can confirm that our chat is recorded.
Wonderful. So I can just start off with you explaining your memory at the arboretum.
Well, you know, I've been at the University of Guelph for over 9 years now, and it's always been a very, very special spot for me. The exotic plants, the trees that we don't have anywhere else in Canada are just absolutely amazing. And when I was in, I started in 2013. My dad passed away in March 2018. But a tree was planted in September, I think it was September 17th, 2018. And my dad's name was one of the many listed. I don't know how many are on that wonderful plaque, but to this day, I think of that plaque and I think about the tree that we planted with great fondness. And whenever I think of him and I want to talk to him on campus, because I work here, I will go out to that plaque and just hang out and I'll see how the tree is doing. And wow, has he ever grown since 2018? It's only 4 years.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad that you actually have an opportunity to visit your father, like really close to you during work. I mean, that's like, you can just sit down right next to him and experience the nature as well as, you know, have a conversation with him as well.
Well, you know, it's funny because the Arboretum is someplace that people that will exist, I hope, in perpetuity. I hope for many years longer than I'm on the planet, or my next generation is on the planet, or generation still. Like, I hope, to me, it's wonderful to have a spot that has his memory, because we've changed houses in London, Ontario, and we used to have a tree planted outside of the house, and we used to have so much fun because this tree was just a little wee thing. And each year I would put a waste paper basket over top of it, trying to protect it from the deer. And so my dad and I always loved looking out the window and looking at trees. And so it's so comforting to have a tree here, because I know he would have loved it. He loved the outdoors and he would be so pleased to have his memory still here at the Arboretum.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing with us as well. Is there any experience when visiting your father that has affected you? Like, for example, sometimes people feel like sitting down with nature, animals come towards you just because, you know, the comfort and like soothing atmosphere around you, and you're just sitting there and just letting, you know, experiencing that nature around you as well.
Well, I haven't had any experience per se with animals coming around. Although I would say that I like to think of my dad as little robin.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of robins that are in the arboretum. However, you know, whenever I go to the arboretum, I always reflect on it, because I think of it as a very spiritual spot here in Guelph. And I remember this day. I remember the day that our whole family, my two older brothers and my sister and my mom, and then some of the grandkids came out, and I call it Huey the tree. I know it's everybody's tree. It's the city of Guelph's tree, or it's, you know, all of these people's tree. But for me, it's Huey the tree. And, you know, I'm always amazed about how spiritual a spot it is. And how I just feel grateful that I have a place to come to that is as beautiful as it is. And, you know, really, you couldn't put a price tag on what we have here for so many families and communities. And, you know, the other day I was looking up and down for my husband's mother on the 2013 plaque. And, you know, it's just amazing just to think of all these community members that have helped build the city or have been attached to the University of Guelph in some way or attached to the Arboretum. It's really just incredible. It's just incredible. Oh, yeah. It's such a big community.
For sure. And I'm glad that I could take your story and then expand it and share it to other people so they can understand how special the Arboretum is, as well as the Memorial Grove.
Yes. Yeah. The Memorial Grove is just, I just think it's exquisitely done.
For sure.
And I like the fact that that the years are not necessarily in order. I was going through it and you can see how it started and there are certain years. But then it goes out in different directions. And so you have that kind of joy of adventure and exploration to find your significant, the person that has passed away.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I never really thought of it like that, but for sure, it can definitely be an adventure or a journey as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, and... So you consistently visit the space ever since, just throughout the years, is that correct?
Absolutely. And maybe even more so during COVID.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was probably a safe space during COVID because not that many people would be around, right?
It's true. And it was a destination for me. I live in Guelph. And so I loved walking along the Aramosa River. And then I would come up and I'd go to the Arboretum and I'd go and see Hugh as well too. And I'd ask him what would you do right now in our situation? And he kept on saying, enjoy it, Mary. You get to enjoy nature.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. And is there any sensory cue or some sort of smell that is so distinctive towards you when you visit the Arboretum?
You know, it depends on the time of year that I go. I would say that, you know, the grass is really, really lovely. And this time of year is exquisite. Watching the leaves change and their beautiful colors. So you can kind of smell the leaves. The air feels fresher. I might feel a little bit sleepy.
Yeah.
A little bit more oxygen in the air. But yeah, I think there's that incredible feeling of peace. Peace and serenity.
Sure. And I definitely agree with you. Whenever I do take a walk at the Arboretum, I do have that sense. And fall, I believe, is my personal favorite season just because the trees, like you said, they're all just turning different colors and it's so vibrant and eccentric. And I'm sure the Arboretum is exceptionally beautiful at this point, right?
Oh, it is. It's so beautiful. Last weekend, I spent with my cousin and her partner. And her partner's from Argentina. And, you know, they don't have leaves like this in Argentina. They have some lovely leaves, but they do not get a fall like we do.
Oh, really?
You think about people all around the world just being dazzled by these beautiful, incredible leaves. And we have it for such a brief period of time. And to me, it's that feeling of optimism, of coming back to school. You know, starting the academic semester, it's sort of like you watch the leaves change and you know that's a cue. Like it's time to hunker down, study, and get on with things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can definitely understand that for myself because that's when midterm starts pulling in. And it's time to start studying.
Yes, it's true, isn't it? It gets a little bit colder.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any other distinctive memory that you have at the Arboretum?
Well, I would say that You know, when I think about the Arboretum, I think about the times I have also walked with my colleagues from Alumni Affairs during the lunches. And, you know, having that dazzling sun on your face. And then also having this incredible connection to the Memorial Grove.
Right.
So I never go to the Arboretum without saying hi to Hugh.
Okay.
And it was really a beautiful gift that my colleagues had given me, because when he passed away, I was working at the College of Arts. And my husband, he works at the university as well, who teaches classics. He came down to my office and he told me about my dad. And it was a pretty tough time. But what I will say is my colleagues from Alumni Affairs, they're the ones that went in on ensuring that my dad's name would be included on the plaque. And to this day, I would say it was one of the most beautiful gifts that anyone could give me, because it gave me that gift of, I'm not from Guelph, I'm a transplant here, but it gave me the gift of feeling like I belonged in the city, that I had something that was personal to me that now connected me indelibly to the city and to the Arboretum and to the university.
That's an amazing story. I did not realize that. It's actually, now that I think about it, that is it's a beautiful gift. And that's something that definitely should be appreciated, just because I've never heard of some sort of planting until I was introduced to the class I'm taking, so CTS. And then I chose to do the Memorial Grove as one of my subjects for interviewing. And yes. Then that's when I learned about the funeral, introducing the concept of planting a tree in the namesake of someone who has passed away. And I think that's absolutely beautiful, just because you're planting them within nature, right? And nature flourishes and it grows and it expands. So over time, it's like they're growing along with you. And then they are there technically in a sense, because they're nature itself. So
it's true. And if you think about it, you know, we're all stardust, right?
Yeah.
That's all we are. And, you know, the trees are too. And because Alumni Affairs did that for me, I was able to pass it forward, be one of our faculty members. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but I don't think she'd have a problem with me. But she is the conductor of the choir and somebody who I think so highly of. She gives back so much to the University of Guelph students in the choir. Her name is Marta McCarthy. And when a family member of hers passed away, what I said to the dean is, wouldn't it be nice if we could include her family member's name on the plaque? And it certainly was a beautiful gift for her. So not only like was it given to me, but I was able to pass it forward to other people. And I certainly would do it again. Whenever I hear of somebody who has lost somebody that's been close to them in the city, I always think, oh yeah, you know what, we should make sure their name is on this plaque.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's amazing that you can just pass it down to other people as well, so they can experience that joy and then that comfort as well.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, I wanted to thank you so much, Mary. I really did enjoy our interview and speaking with you.
I love speaking with you, Miriam. I wish you all the best with this. I think it's a magnificent project.
Thank you. I think you're
going to have lots of beautiful words. And I think it's going to, you know, you're creating living history right now.
Yeah.
With this. And won't it be so fascinating to see, you know, I'm in Alumni Affairs and, you know, I work with the College of Arts. And I think about in the past, we've had these spring festivals that have been held by wonderful faculty members. And, you know, I look at the history that we have here, and sometimes I feel like in the moment, we don't always know what we have that is historical,
yeah.
But what the Arboretum gave back to the community during the pandemic, in particular, that feeling of meaning and joy and wonder and inquisitiveness, because people would be saying, what's that tree all about? Or what is that beautiful bird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then with the Memorial Grove, really, it's a trifecta of just brilliance and genius. And it's one of the number one reasons that I feel very grateful to be in this city.
I'm glad to hear. Yes, it is beautiful. And I will definitely let you know once your oral history, because this is what it is considered, oral history for digital storytelling, yes. is up on the website. I'll send you an email right away so you can check it out and see your audio storytelling.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. And congratulations on this project. It was really, really nice to meet you. I hope someday we'll meet in person.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day today.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Thank you so much, Barry. Bye. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.